MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 13, 2025. A Salem woman is going to plead guilty in a Harvard morgue case, and the Amesbury Fire Department responds to a natural gas leak. Cloudy upper 40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:55 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a Salem woman who was charged in a stolen body part ring run by an ex-manager of a Harvard Medical School morgue is expected to plead guilty to transporting stolen goods across state lines. The plea agreement for Katrina McLean, owner of the Peabody-based Cat's Creepy Creations, was filed on October 31 in a Pennsylvania federal court. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 10 years, fine of $250,000, and up to 3 years of supervised release, according to the document. Prosecutors, however, will recommend a 12-month sentence for McLean upon her plea. 3 months after an FBI raid of her home and business in 2023, McLean was indicted for buying human remains from New Hampshire resident Cedric Lodge, the then manager of the morgue for the anatomical gifts program at Harvard Medical School. Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, the Amesbury Fire Department responded to a hazmat incident on South Hunt Road Wednesday morning after a forklift struck a natural gas line. The fire department was initially notified of a possible propane leak inside Imperial Pools on 49 South Hunt Road at 9:22 a.m. The department then received an update that it was not a propane leak and that a worker had accidentally hit a natural gas line with a forklift inside a pool chemical storage building. The initial arriving crew encountered a natural gas leak in the building and started a Tier 1 response from the Department of Fire Services Hazmat. The crew was then able to secure the gas from exterior gas lines and ventilated the building until there were no readings of any additional gas inside the building. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, Paul Halloran reports, the LEAP for Education After School and Summer Programs that operates in partnership with Lynn Public Schools has received a $100,000 grant from the After School Alliance and New York Life Foundation. LEAP was one of 15 organizations nationwide to be selected for the two-year grant. LEAP's Dream More program runs at Thurgood Marshall Middle School. Dream More is a 21st century community learning center program funded in part by the U.S. Department of Education and run in partnership with Lynn Public Schools. The grant will be used for new initiatives to support students in the transition to middle school and from middle to high school, as well as combat chronic absenteeism. And Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, stargazers flocked around Cape Ann to catch a glimpse of the northern lights in a vibrant display Tuesday that perhaps surpassed two occurrences in 2024. And space weather forecasters expected more last night. Tuesday's view depended on where you went and at what time the cosmic phenomenon was viewed with its ever-changing waves of cosmic particles. This week's solar storm show was notable for the intense red and green, almost primary colors, that danced around the night sky before dissipating. Moonlight did not hinder this display, and watchers could view the rising moon side by side with the aurora borealis, also known as the northern lights. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in high school tournament results from yesterday, St. John's Prep Soccer topped Cambridge 4-1 to advance to the Division I Final Four. Ryan King scored 2 goals for the Prep. The Masconomets girls soccer team advanced to the Final Four in Division II with a 1-0 win over Hingham. Ava Wexler netted the game's only goal. Hamilton-Wenham girls soccer fell to Cohasset 2-0 in a Division IV game. The general season ends at 15-1-5. Also in D4 yesterday, Southwick eliminated Georgetown 4-0. In playoffs today, at boys soccer, Rockport is at Brighton, and in girls soccer, Marblehead is at Longmeadow. The number 8-ranked Endicott College field hockey team thumped Keene State 9-0 in its opening NCAA playoff game last night. Reagan Hicks scored 3 goals for Endicott. Endicott, now 21-1, travels to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to take on number 9 nationally ranked and 7-time defending NCAA Division III national champion Middlebury on Saturday for a second-round matchup at 2 p.m. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Grizzlies at the Garden last night, 131-95. Celtics are off now until Sunday afternoon when they host the Clippers. Bruins were off last night, and they play in Ottawa tonight. And the Patriots host the New York Jets tonight and Thursday night football kickoff at 8:15. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.